ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम Fourth Canto, Chapter 30. This chapter is entitled as The Activities of the Prachetas, Text 23. Shuddhaya Shantaya Namaha Swanishthaya Manasi Apartham मनस्यापार्थं विलसद् द्वयाय नमो जगत् स्थान लयोदयेषु गृहीत माया गुण विग्रहाय शुद्धाय शांताय नमो सनिष्ठया मनस्य पार्थं विलसद्वयाय नमो जगत्स्थानो लयोदयेषु गृहीत माया गुण विग्रहाय शुद्धाय शांताय नमो सनिष्ठया मनस्य पार्थं विलसद्वयाय नमो जगत्स्थान लयोदयेषु गृहीत माया गुण विग्रहाय शुद्धाय शांताय नमो सनिष्ठया मनस्य पार्थं विलसद्वयाय नमो जगत्स्थान लयोदयेषु गृहीत माया गुण विग्रहाय manasya parthaṁ vilasadvaya namo jagatsthānalayodayeshu vihitamāya. Mataji, higher unto the unadulterated, Shantaya unto the most peaceful, Namaha we offer our obeisances, Swanishthaya by being situated in one's position, Manusi in the mind, Apartham without any meaning, Bilashat appearing, Dvayaya in whom the dual world, Namaha obeisances, Jagat of the cosmic manifestation, Sthana maintenance, Laya annihilation, Udayeshu and for creation, Grihita, accepted, Maya, material, Guna, of the modes of nature, Vigrahaya, the forms. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dear Lord, we beg to offer our obeisances unto You. When the mind is fixed upon You, the world of duality, although a place for material enjoyment, appears meaningless. Your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respects unto You. Your appearance as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining and annihilating this cosmic manifestation. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord, we beg to offer our obeisances unto You. When the mind is fixed upon You, the world of duality, although a place for material enjoyment, appears meaningless. Your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respects unto You. Your appearances as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining and annihilating this cosmic manifestation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee whose mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord can certainly appreciate the impermanence of the material world. Although such a devotee may be engaged in executing material activities, this stage is called Anashakti. As explained by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anashaktasya Vishayan Jatharham Upajunjataha. A devotee is always unattached to material activities because in the liberated stage his mind is always fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord. This material world is called Dvaita, the world of duality. A devotee knows very well that everything within this material world is but a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy. To maintain the three modes of material nature, the Supreme Lord takes on different forms as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Unaffected by the modes of material nature, The Lord takes on different forms to create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation. The conclusion is that although the pure devotee appears to engage in material activities in the service of the Lord, he knows very well that material enjoyment for sense gratification has no use whatsoever. Shuddhaya Shantaya Namoshanishthaya Manastha Parthaṁ Bilasad Dvayaya Namo Jagatsthāno Layodayeshu Grihita Maya Gunabigrahaya. Dear Lord, we beg to offer our obeisances unto you. When the mind is fixed upon you, the world of duality, although a place for material enjoyment, appears meaningless. Your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respects unto you. Your appearances as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and annihilating this cosmic manifestation. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadukamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanmitam Scha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanang Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, this chapter is describing the activities of the prachetas. The prachetas, the 10 sons of King Prachinavarhishat, were advised by their father to get married and enter into household life. And they thought that before entering into household life, they would first prepare themselves by performing austerities. So in order to perform austerities, they left home, and on their way they received the mercy of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva personally came to them and taught them how to sing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way we can see how Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He himself chants the glory of the Lord. We see that Lord Shiva is in trance. He is meditating. He is meditating on whom? He is meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Less intelligent people do not have these informations. On the other hand, recognizing Lord Shiva as a devotee of the Lord, they place Lord Shiva as a competitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say Lord Shiva is the Supreme. That's why things have to be seen through the eyes of the scriptures. Shastra Chakshusha. The intelligent class of people see things through the eyes of the scriptures. And the scriptures give the perfect understanding. And this verse is also describing that how actually there is no difference between Lord Shiva and Vishnu. Vishnu himself, Krishna himself has become Lord Shiva. Guna Vigrahaya. There are three modes of material nature, and to control those three modes of this nature, the Lord has manifested himself as Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Mode of passion is controlled by Brahma. Mode of goodness is controlled by Vishnu. And mode of ignorance is controlled by Lord Shiva. Although they are controlling these three modes, but they are not affected by the modes. They are guna vigrahaya. And Prabhupada has mentioned here, to maintain the three modes of material nature, the Supreme Lord takes on different forms as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Unaffected by the modes of nature, the Lord takes on different forms to create, maintain and annihilate this cosmic manifestation. Unaffected. It is not Brahma is affected by the mode of passion. It is not that Lord Shiva is affected by the mode of ignorance. No, Lord Shiva is not in the mode of ignorance. He is controlling the mode of ignorance. He himself is transcendental, same as Brahma. He himself is transcendental to the mode of passion. And Vishnu, he is the maintainer. He is the supreme controller. He is the supreme enjoyer. Brahma creates because of his enjoyment. In this respect, Prabhupada gives an example. Just as a contractor builds a house. The contractor builds the house being assigned by the proprietor. The proprietor appoints the contractor to build a building. And once the building is built, then the proprietor enters into that building. The contractor doesn't occupy the building. He simply builds for the proprietor of the building, the owner of the building. And when the building is complete, the owner comes in and he lives there and he maintains the building. So that is the position of Vishnu. He is the supreme proprietor. Therefore, he is the supreme enjoyer. And therefore, he is the supreme maintainer. Because in order to enjoy, he has to maintain. So he does the maintenance part of it. And then when the building is old, there is a need for building a new building, then what happens? Then the same proprietor calls the annihilation department and tells them, break the building. So Lord Shiva comes and he destroys everything. Why does he destroy? In order to give the room for the new creation to begin. Now the old creation is not necessary anymore. Therefore he comes and he annihilates. Brahma creates, Vishnu maintains, Lord Shiva destroys. So, but these are the guna vigrahayas. These are the gunavatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. These are the gunavatars. There are six types of incarnations of the Lord. Purushavatar, three kinds of Vishnus. Mahavishnu or Karanadokshai Vishnu, Garbhodokshai Vishnu and Kshirodokshai Vishnu. These three Vishnus are there for the sake of creating this material nature, for manifesting this material nature. Vishnu, form of the Lord, is related to the material creation. The Lord, in order to create this material nature, appears as Vishnu. That is his one incarnation, Purushavatar. Then Gunavatars, material nature has three modes, and the Lord maintains those three modes as it has been described here. Gunavatars, three types of Gunavatars, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Then Leelavatars, the Lord performs his various pastimes as Varaha, Kurma, Nrisimha, Vamana. Different types of Leelavatars. Then Yugavatars. In different yugas, to establish the Yuga Dharma, the Lord appears as Yugavatar. Sheta Rakta Tatha Pita Idanim Krishna Tangata. In Satya Yuga, he is Sweta, white. In Treta Yuga, he is Rakta, he is red. He appears in his reddish complexion. And Tatha Pita, in the age of Kali, he appears in his molten golden complexion. Pita. And Idanim, Gargamuni is saying, Idanim Krishna Tangata. Now he has appeared as in his dark complexion, Shyamsundar. Krishna Tangata. These are the four Yugavatars. White, red, dark, like monsoon cloud, and molten golden complexion. Then there are Manvantara avatars. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And these Manus, during this Manu, Manvantara, during the period of Manu's reign, the Lord appears as Manvantara avatar. He resides during the reign of Manu. And then Shaktavesh avatar. The Lord empowers some personalities to accomplish certain mission. And they are Shaktavesh, Shakti Avesh. His potency is manifested, is imposed into them, those personalities. Empowered. They become empowered by the Lord to achieve something wonderful. Like Vasudev, in order to manifest and structure the Vedic knowledge, the Lord appeared as Vasudev, the Shaktavesha. Prithu Maharaj, another Shaktavesha. Parashuram, he came to discipline the Kshatriyas, empowered by the Lord. So these are the six different types of incarnations of the Lord. But Krishna is not an incarnation. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is not an avatar. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, the origin of all incarnations. And he is Krishna. He is Krishna because he is all attractive. He is so attractive that even his incarnations become attracted to him. That is his position. He is all attractive. Ete changsha kala pungsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So, this Supreme Personality of Godhead is recognized by His devotees. Here we are seeing the Prachetas recognized Him. And a devotee is surrendered to the Lord and the Lord manifests Himself. The devotees recognize the Lord first of all from hearing from the scriptures. Those who do not follow the scriptures, they come up with different types of God. This Baba is God, this Yogi is God, this Mata is God. They have so many different types of gods. But those who see through the eyes of the scripture, they recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. They recognize Him as He is through the eyes of the scripture. And therefore they surrender unto Him. That is how they become a devotee of the Lord. The first consideration for devotion is Shraddha. Shraddha means to have the implicit faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, is this faith blind? No. That faith is established through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Guru tells that Krishna is God. Therefore, Sadguru's words is accepted. Then they hear that all the sadhus are also saying that He is God. Who is a sadhu? Mahatmanas tu mang partha daiving prakriti mashritaha. One who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is a sadhu. He is a mahatma. And these mahatmas always glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and teach people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who do not accept Krishna, they are not sadhus. They may look like one. They may have long hair and long beard. Or they may have shaved head with sikha. But if they don't accept Krishna, then they are not to be recognized as sadhus. Rather, they become God's competitors. So, daiving prakriti mashritaha, that is the sign of a mahatma. Daiving prakriti mashritaha, he is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this surrender is the beginning of devotional service, sharanagati. And when they surrender, then what happens? They see the Lord. Jang Shyam Sundaram Achinta Gunas Swarupam. He is beautiful monsoon colored, monsoon cloud like complexion, form. Shyam Sundaram, his dark, beautiful appearance. Achinta Guna Swarupam, that form is the reservoir of unlimited qualities, unlimited transcendental qualities. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the devotee automatically becomes attracted to Him. And the devotees, Shanta Sadaiva Hridayeshu Bilokayanti. They always see the Lord in the core of their hearts. Because He is there. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshi Arjuna Tishthati. The Lord is there in the heart of every living entity. And those who are transcendentally situated, that means those who become devotees of the Lord, they constantly see the Lord in the core of their hearts. Sadaiva. Sadaiva means all the time. Hridayeshu vilokayanti. They see him always, all the time in the core of their hearts. And that form is so beautiful that they naturally become attracted. Initially at the sadhana bhakti stage, there is a practice. One practices to become attached to the Lord through the proper process. By practicing the proper process, they try to develop the attraction or develop the attachment. But when they get to see the form of the Lord appears in front of them, just like here. Prachitas were praying to the Lord as they were instructed by Lord Shiva. And they performed this austerity of glorifying the Lord, meditating upon the Lord, trying to see the Lord in the core of their hearts. But then they saw the Lord appeared in front of them. He came flying on Garuda. They saw his 8-armed form. And the Lord bestowed His mercy upon them. And we can see that also one of the previous verses is describing that when they saw the Lord, they became purified from all their contamination. Their heart became completely purified. So while we are practicing devotional service, there may be some contamination in the heart. But when one sees the Lord, then all these contaminations, all the impurities become removed. All the impurities become washed away. Just by the sight of the Lord. And then they started to glorify the Lord. And we can see that this glorification is not an intellectual composition of the Lord's qualities. They just spontaneously begin to glorify the Lord. We saw in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, he was just a 6-year-old boy. He went out in search of the Lord. He received the blessings of Narad Muni, and Narad Muni taught him how to chant the mantra to please the Lord. And he did that with intense sincerity. He stopped eating, he stopped drinking, he stopped breathing. And then the Lord appeared in front of him. Just a 6-year-old boy, he didn't know how to glorify the Lord. But the Lord touched his forehead with his conch shell. And he became completely purified from all his material contamination. And the pure soul, which is transcendental to any physical or material designation, started to glorify the Lord in the most beautiful way. Here also we are seeing that the Prachetas, after seeing the Lord, they started to glorify the Lord in the most wonderful way. And what is the glorification? The glorification is the admission of the Lord's qualities, of the Lord's beauty, and the Lord's magnanimity, Lord's graciousness. He is the most beautiful, He is most attractive. And this attraction automatically causes love. Love and attraction are interrelated. When we are attracted to something, we fall in love with that. And attraction is again synonymous to beauty. When something is extremely beautiful, we become automatically attracted to that, and we fall in love with that object. In the material nature, we become attracted to the objects of our sense gratification. The objects that give us the promise to our senses, we become attracted to that. But when one becomes free from his material contamination, when one becomes completely purified, when one becomes perfectly situated in the spiritual identity, then he is attracted only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. then only he is able to appreciate the beauty of the Lord. It's only the purified senses can appreciate the beauty, the spiritual beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he loses attraction for everything else, as Prabhupada is pointing out here. When one becomes engaged in devotional service to the Lord, he loses his interest or attraction for anything else, material. A very beautiful example in that respect is when Krishna got married to Satyabhama. Satyabhama came to Krishna's palace in Dwarka. She was brought to Krishna's palace. Now it was during daytime, and generally in Vedic culture, the women stay in the Andar Mahal, in the inner part of the palace. And the male members generally do not go to the inner chamber during the daytime. Now Krishna wanted to meet Satyabhama. So generally, male members do not go. So Krishna assumed the form of Krishna dressed himself up like a woman. And he went in to the inner part of the palace. Uddhav saw Krishna in that form, and Uddhav began to wonder, who is this woman that I am becoming attracted to her? Because Uddhava never had any attraction for anyone else. That is the heart of a devotee. A devotee is attracted only to Krishna and not to anyone else. So Uddhava began to wonder, who is this woman that I am feeling such attraction towards her? So he wondered, is this Krishna then? And he wondered, is this the form that bewildered Lord Shiva? Mohini Murti of the Lord that bewildered Lord Shiva? So Krishna became a woman. That is Krishna's Mohini Murti. So Uddhava began to wonder, and he concluded, yes, this must be Krishna himself. So this indicates, this is from Lalita Madhav by Srila Rupa Goswami. And he is pointing out that a devotee is not attracted to anyone else but Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's devotees. That's where his attraction lies. He doesn't have any attraction or any attachment to any material form. So, in this way we can see how wonderful it is to get to see the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Prachetas were very, very fortunate to see that form of the Lord, to develop their relationship with the Lord. And it happened not by accident, it happened due to their sincere endeavor. They followed the instruction of their spiritual master. Who is their spiritual master? Lord Shiva himself. He taught them how to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how to chant the mantra actually. So in a similar way, we have received the mantra, the greatest of all mantras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have to simply, sincerely chant this mantra. This is Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra means we can meditate upon this mantra, and we can sing this mantra collectively. And the more the merrier, the louder it is, the more number of individuals are engaged in chanting the mantra, greater will be the effect of this mantra. That's why it's a Maha Mantra. Otherwise, all the other mantras are kept as a secret. This is the only mantra that is allowed to be chanted loudly. That's why it is Maha Mantra. The mantras are meant for meditation, but this is the mantra that can be meditated upon. In japa, we do that. Japa means chanting the mantra as a meditation, for the sake of meditation, meditating upon the mantra. But this mantra can be also chanted loudly. And louder it is, better it is. Louder it is. Therefore, get as many people as possible to chant this mantra. And as the sound of this mantra spreads, all the sinful reactions of the age of Kali will be dissipated by the effect of the mantra. So that is the process for this age. Jaggai sankirtana prayair jajanti hi sumedhasaha. Sankirtan jagga. The congregational chanting of the holy name is the process of sacrifice in this age. So, this is the process, and let us become perfectly engaged in this, executing this most wonderful process. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Give him the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thanks for your wonderful class. So here the prachetas, they are praying to Supreme Lord, the Santaya. But some forms of Lord is very furious, like Narsingha. So how we can consider the Santaya?
Well, the Lord displays different moods. And all his moods are perfect. When he's Ugra, that Ugra form is perfect. And when he's Shanta, that Shanta form is also perfect. As you mentioned, Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev also has two forms, Ugra Nrisimha and Shanta Nrisimha. When Prahlad Maharaj is on his lap, he's completely peaceful. So full of affection. He is just showering his affection upon this little boy. But his form was so furious, so angry, just a moment before that. So much so that Lord Brahma was scared to approach him. Lakshmi Devi was afraid to approach him. He was so ferocious. He was so ugra. He was so angry at that. But when Prahlad Maharaj is on his lap, when Prahlad Maharaj came to him, put him the garland on his neck, he picked him up, placed him on his right lap. So then he is full of affection.
It means that for devotees, the Lord form is Shanta.
Exactly, yeah. For the devotees, he is Shanta. Like, when the father sees that somebody has attacked his son, and what does the father do? He just takes care of that person who attacked his son. Then does the son, to the son, does the father's form at that time appear to be ugra or ferocious or angry? He's angry to the other person, but to the son, oh, he came to my protection. Now I am completely safe. So that is the mood, that is the attitude of a devotee towards the Lord. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prachetas did tapas in water for many years to please Lord. In Kali Yuga, what are the kind of austerities a devotee is expected to observe other than chanting Maha Mantra?
Only four things. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. These are the only four austerities that one has to perform in the age of Kali. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to go to the forest. You don't have to perform. You don't have to go underwater. You don't have to stop breathing. You don't have to stop eating. You don't have to do any of those things. Just no meat eating, no illicit sex, and no gambling. The perfection of all austerities in this age. Okay. Take the mic. Mangalarati.
Yeah.
Mangalarati is not austerity. Mangalarati is fun. Isn't it? Getting up in the morning, attending Mangalarati. When you... Is it austerity? To wake up is austerity. Okay. These are all secondary. Secondary austerity. Any other question? Yes.
Maharaj, here in last line, they say the Gruhita Maya Guna Vigrahaya. So the Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, they accepted this Maya. But somebody gave this.
No, not accepted Maya. Maya Guna Vigrahaya. Maya Guna. The material nature has three modes. So he has assumed the form to control these three modes. He didn't take the form of Maya. You get the point? It is not Maya form, Maya Vigrahaya. It's Maya Guna.
Yeah.
The gunas of Maya, three modes of material.
It means they accepted and somebody gave this Maya also.
Huh?
It means they accepted Grihita. They accepted this thing.
Thus appeared the form, Grihita Guna Vigraha, Grihita Vigrahaya. He has assumed the form to control the three modes of nature.
It means that they have the separate form, original form. Now they are Guna Vigraha.
He may have many forms, but all the forms are transcendental. Lord's form has nothing to do with the material nature. Right? So if you are, if the jailer is controlling the prison house, he is the in charge of prison house. Does it mean that he is a part of the prison? Is he a criminal? Is he a convict? Is he a prisoner? No. Rather, he is controlling the affairs of the prison. He is a free man.
Also the Brahma and Vishnu and Mahesh, they have also the separate form, like Guna Vigraha. But they have the separate
their
form.
Guna Vigraha means Guna Avatar. The Guna Avatar. Avatar. The forms are transcendental.
I want to clear. Like Lord accepts some forms.
Huh?
Lord, Supreme Lord accepts some form. Like yes. Narsingha, Varaha. But yes. He is this original form, Syama Sundara, Syama Tribhuvan. So similarly, this is the Guna Vigrahaya, means they accepted this Guna and they have this form. So similarly, they have some original form, like Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh.
No, it is not the form of Guna. It is the form of Guna Avatar. As we pointed out at the beginning of the class, so Lord Shiva is controlling the mode of ignorance. Does it mean that Lord Shiva's form is in the mode of ignorance? Lord Shiva is transcendental. Kshiram jatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat. Sanjayate nahi tatak prithagasti heto. Ya sambhutam api stam samupaiti karjad. Sambhutam api, he appeared as sambhu. Why? To accomplish a very special mission. Samupaiti karjad. In order to accomplish some very special mission. What is the special mission? To deal with the material nature. Krishna won't deal with the material nature. Therefore, he transforms himself, the Lord Shiva, to deal with the material nature. Therefore, Lord Shiva is the husband of Mahamaya. Vishnu is not the husband of Mahamaya. Vishnu is not the husband of Durga. Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga and Kali. So he transforms himself in order to accomplish some very special mission. Okay, I'll stop now.